Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome to this Tuesday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's great to have you with us. I hope you were with us yesterday because we launched a brand new series on the Holy Spirit called The Holy Spirit in You. And what we're learning that's so wonderful and so radical is that the Holy Spirit is a person and He's been sent to replicate the life of Jesus in our life. In fact, Jesus said to His disciples, it was better for Him to go away, to go on to sit at the right hand of God the Father and send the Holy Spirit than it was for Him to stay bodily. And that's a little hard for us to handle because, frankly, I'd like to have Jesus sitting here right here with me. But the bottom line is He knows best, and He said it was time to send the Holy Spirit. In fact, the Holy Spirit is such an important topic that I want to make sure you know right up front about a booklet that Derek Prince Ministries wants to make available to you, free and postage paid. It's called Transmitting God's Power. It's all about the laying on of hands and the impartation of things through the laying on of hands. It's a very wonderful booklet, and Derek Prince Ministries wants to make it free, available to you, free and postage paid. Just log on to the website at derekprince.org, or you can call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261, and you'll be able to receive this wonderful booklet. Now listen, this teaching on the Holy Spirit is one of the most important of your Christian life. Jesus did not expect you to live the Christian life apart from the empowering of the Holy Spirit. And He certainly has been one of the most neglected features of the Christian life and of the Godhead in church history. Well, it's time for that to end. So let's listen as Derek Prince teaches us about the Holy Spirit in us.
In my introductory talk yesterday, I emphasized that the Holy Spirit is a person, just as much as the Father and the Son. And through the Holy Spirit, God is omniscient and omnipresent, two theological words which mean really that God knows everything, everywhere, and that God is present everywhere at the same time. God, through the Holy Spirit, is omniscient and omnipresent. And then in my talk yesterday, I went on to outline the activity of the Holy Spirit from eternity onwards. First of all, I pointed out that the Holy Spirit was active right in creation. The Spirit of God moved upon the waters. Then the Word of God went forth. And when the Word and the Spirit of God were united, creation took place. And then I went on to show you how the Holy Spirit inspired and empowered all the men of God in the Old Testament. Leaders, judges, kings, singers, craftsmen, and prophets, all the men that served God acceptably were inspired, directed, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Today we're going to look at the part played by the Holy Spirit in the ministry and teaching of Jesus Himself. First, we need to see that John the Baptist, who came specifically to introduce Jesus, to prepare the way for His ministry, introduced Him under one particular title, the Baptizer in the Holy Spirit. For instance, in Matthew 3:11, this is what John says, I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Notice that specific statement, the distinctive thing that made Jesus different from all the men that had come before Him. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. This ministry of Jesus as baptizer in the Holy Spirit is mentioned in all four Gospels. The Bible attaches particular importance to it. We find, too, that the Holy Spirit was the sole source of power for the entire ministry of Jesus. Until the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus at the River Jordan after John's baptism, He never preached, He never performed a miracle, He did nothing. He depended and waited for the Holy Spirit to come upon Him. Later on in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 38, Peter speaking to the crowd of people gathered in the house of Cornelius, described the ministry of Jesus in this one verse. He says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. So the power, the source of the ministry of Jesus on earth was the Holy Spirit. And notice we've pointed out already that God is revealed as a triune God, three persons, one God, Father, Son, and Spirit. In that one verse, all three persons are identified. God the Father anointed Jesus the Son with the Holy Spirit. And I'm always so deeply impressed at the result. There was the total God in action on the level of humanity. And what was the result? Healing. He went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil. That's the secret and the source of the ministry of Jesus. Even after the resurrection, Jesus still depended on the Holy Spirit. This is a remarkable fact. It's revealed in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, where the writer of the book of Acts, who was Luke and also the author of the Gospel of Luke, starts with these words. In my former book, that's the Gospel, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. That speaks about the ministry of Jesus in the 40 days between resurrection and ascension. And it says that he gave instructions to his apostles through the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is our pattern in every aspect, a pattern of total dependence upon the Holy Spirit. He relied on the Holy Spirit for the power of his miracles. He relied on the Holy Spirit for his teaching. He did nothing apart from the Holy Spirit. And he is our example. The challenge of the ministry of Jesus is the challenge to depend on the Holy Spirit, just as he did. Jesus not merely moved in the power of the Holy Spirit himself throughout his ministry, but he also promised that his disciples would receive the same Holy Spirit that had empowered and inspired him. For instance, in John 7, verses 37 and 39, we read these words. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, If a man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. By this he meant the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit, Holy Spirit, had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. So we see that for every believer, the Holy Spirit is to be a limitless resource. There's a tremendously dramatic contrast. We first present it with a thirsty man, if any man thirst, and then through the incoming and indwelling of the Holy Spirit, this same man who'd been thirsty and without sufficient for himself becomes a channel of streams of living water, no longer in need, but a source of supply through the Holy Spirit.
You know, it really is time for us to reclaim what the Bible tells us about the Holy Spirit. Without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I think it's clear in the Bible that Jesus would not have had the power that he had to go about doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil. In fact, the Holy Spirit was so important, is so important, that Jesus literally told his disciples to wait until the Holy Spirit would come upon them so they could be witnesses. Now, that's important. They had been with Jesus for 3 years. They had watched what he did, but Jesus specifically said, do not go any further. Wait for the Holy Spirit. Then you'll be ready for ministry. My friends, we must welcome the person of the Holy Spirit into our lives so that we can change our generation. So much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Can the power of God actually flow through a person's hands? Though the most foundational of Christian doctrines, very little is taught in many churches today about the laying on of hands. And yet you can find this powerful part of the Christian life throughout the Bible. Transmitting God's power in this way is an essential element for equipping God's people. And now you can more fully understand this in your own spiritual journey. In his powerful booklet, Transmitting God's Power, Derek Prince reveals how God designed us to transmit, commission, and give authority to other believers through the laying on of hands. To get your free copy of Transmitting God's Power, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Let God's power flow through you. Get your free copy of Transmitting God's Power. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being with us today on this Tuesday. We are in a marvelous series by Derek Prince on the Holy Spirit, and he's teaching us about the importance of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible teaches that when we become believers, Jesus takes up residence in our hearts. But the Holy Spirit is an endowment of power beyond what we need for our own lives so that we can be witnesses. It was the Holy Spirit that empowered Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit that empowered the disciples, and it's the Holy Spirit that's going to empower the church today to change our generation. Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about the Holy Spirit.
So we see that for every believer, the Holy Spirit is to be a limitless resource. There's a tremendously dramatic contrast. We first presented with a thirsty man, if any man thirst, and then through the incoming and indwelling of the Holy Spirit, this same man who'd been thirsty and without sufficient for himself becomes a channel of streams of living water, no longer in need, but a source of supply through the Holy Spirit. But the writer of the Gospel goes on to make it clear that though the promise was given during the earthly ministry of Jesus, it would not be fulfilled until after Jesus had been glorified. He says, up to that time the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. And then, in further on in John's Gospel, in chapter 14, verses 15 through 18, Jesus says this to his disciples, "If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." That's one of the titles of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. "The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But ye know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." There are some important points we need to notice there. First of all, Jesus says, the Father will give you another counselor. What is the meaning of the word another in that context? It means this. Jesus, as a person, had been with his disciples for 3.5 years. He said, now, as a person, I'm going to leave you. But when I go, another person, the Holy Spirit, will come in my place. And then he uses a particular word to describe the Holy Spirit. It's translated counselor in the version that I read. The Greek word is paraclete, and in the Catholic versions, that's the translation used. Paraclete means somebody called in alongside to help you. Other translations that are familiar are comforter and helper. So we have the three related concepts: counselor, comforter, and helper. And then Jesus goes on to point out that the Holy Spirit will remain with the disciples forever. Again, there's a contrast with his own relationship to the disciples. He said, I've been with you just a brief 3.5 years. I'm leaving. Your hearts are broken. You feel you're going to be left without help. But I'm going to send you another helper, the Holy Spirit. And when he comes, he'll never leave you. He'll be with you forever. And then he says, I will not leave you as orphans, but I'll come to you. So the implication is that without the Holy Spirit, they would have been left as orphans, without anyone to care for them or help them or instruct them. But through the Holy Spirit, full provision has been made for them. And then in John 16:7, a little further on in the same discourse, Jesus returns to this theme. And he says, but I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Again, I'm going, another person is coming in my place. And then a little further on in the same 16th chapter of John, verses 12 through 15, Jesus returns once more to this vital theme. He says, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. Notice how Jesus emphasizes the personality of the Holy Spirit. He says, when he, using the personal pronoun he, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. You see, the Holy Spirit is the personal, resident representative of the Godhead now on earth, since that promise was fulfilled. He's the interpreter, the revelator, the administrator for the Father and for the Son. Jesus says he'll take of what is mine and impart it to you. But then he goes on to say, I say what is mine because all that the Father has is mine. So you see that the Holy Spirit is the interpreter, the revelator, and the administrator of all that the Godhead has, all that the Father has, all that the Son has, all are revealed, interpreted, and administrated by the Holy Spirit. He's the personal, resident representative of the Godhead now on earth.
You know, in the midst of all that Derek is teaching us, there is such good news. Jesus did not simply teach us what the Christian life was meant to be, and then die and be resurrected again and leave us under our own power. God forbid. Instead, it's very obvious from great passages like John 14, John 16, that Jesus knew that the Christian life was virtually impossible, certainly reaching the nations of the earth was, without the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit who would be our interpreter, the Holy Spirit who would be our guide, the Holy Spirit who would be our teacher, the Holy Spirit who would make mysteries known to us, the Holy Spirit who would even remind us of what Jesus had said and show us things to come. I believe that as we restore an understanding of the Holy Spirit, we restore the Christianity that Jesus intended us to live. So much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Every believer has been given at least one supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit. Do you know which one you have and how to operate in it? In his book, Gifts of the Spirit, Derek Prince reveals how we can use the spiritual gifts within us and minister to others who desperately need to see a true manifestation of God's presence. Through its pages, you'll discover how to discern spiritual counterfeits and how to bring the marvelous power of the Holy Spirit into and through your own life. God has these gifts for you. All you have to do is to receive them. To order your copy or to get one for someone you love, call us toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is only $12.95. Understand and receive God's spiritual power in your life. Order Derek's book, Gifts of the Spirit, now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us today as we learn from Derek Prince and from the Bible about the Holy Spirit. Joining me here in the studio is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, who's going to help me digest and apply this to our lives, this wonderful teaching on the Holy Spirit. Dick, it's great to have you here.
Thanks, Stephen. Always good to be here with you. And it's great to talk about these things and
it's just
have
wonderful.
Some time just to bat them around.
It's wonderful. Let me talk to you just for a few moments because your experience is different from mine in terms of how we came to Jesus and how we came to the Holy Spirit. I became a believer as a freshman at Oral Roberts University, and so I grew up in a charismatic context. And so I was comfortable with the Holy Spirit and all those dynamics from the very beginning and even introduced to them systematically right from the beginning. But most of the believers in the body of Christ, particularly the charismatic portion of the body of Christ, have come to these things after being in churches and denominations that didn't necessarily accept the perspective on the Holy Spirit that Derek is teaching us. And that was your experience as well, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and even worse. I mean, I grew up in an evangelical tradition. I grew up in a denominational church and really didn't even become a Christian until I was in high school. And at that time, I was very, very prejudiced against anything that had to do with the Holy Spirit. So I came into Christianity with a deep bias against anything that had to do with the moving of the Holy Spirit, the baptism in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. I would just go up and smoke in anger, and I didn't even know why. So when the Lord moved upon me and brought me into an experience with the Holy Spirit, it was a dynamic change for me. I felt like a whole new world was opened up to me. And it was tremendous. It really, especially, you know, my evangelical friends have asked me many times, what did it bring to you? How did it help? And the two areas that I always speak to are that, first of all, it just seemed to open up the Word of God to me. But secondly, it opened up the whole realm of worship to me. And I am a worshiper. I'm a musician. So for me to have that open up was just a tremendous gift from the Lord. And it was all centered on the moving and the activity of the Holy Spirit.
Dick, it might help some of those who are listening if you could go back and remember, what was your fear or your animosity to the idea of the Holy Spirit still being active today? I mean, I understand that you say you're angry, but what was the offense? Maybe that's what I need to understand.
There wasn't any particular offense. There was just a prejudice against it. I grew up in a tradition where it was basically that the things of the Spirit and the activities of the Spirit were those things that were practiced by those churches that were on the other side of the tracks, you know, people that were uneducated, that basically had, you know, little knowledge and lots of experience. That was the prejudice that I had, and I really had to get over that bias. I wish I would have known Derek then, because here's a man who is, just fully engaged intellectually, and yet the miraculous part of his experience was that here he was, you know, a very intelligent, educated man, and the Holy Spirit just came in on him like a flood, and really that's what I experienced as well.
You know, I think the encouragement that Derek is that you don't have to have a brain bypass to be a charismatic.
Absolutely.
That the Holy Spirit is real and the Holy Spirit operates, again, in the character and the nature of Jesus, but that we still use our minds. And it's not just a hyper-emotional experience that we're calling the Holy Spirit, but it is a person who actually, by the way, is the teacher that God has sent to us. And so as a result, there's actually a great combination, a great parallel between believing in the Holy Spirit present today and knowledge and understanding and theology and intellectual pursuits, because he is the teacher, because
yes,
he is the revealer. And, you know, I, having gone to a charismatic university, I actually believe that we ought to be achieving astonishing intellectual accomplishments because the Holy Spirit is sent, and not using the Holy Spirit. And I don't mean to be insulting in this, because I don't know anybody who's doing this, but not using the Holy Spirit as an excuse to avoid knowledge. It should be exactly the opposite.
I think you're absolutely right. And one of the things that really encourages me as I travel around and visit with the partners and friends of Derek Prince Ministries is I see such a wide diversity of people who have been touched by the Holy Spirit. Really is encouraging. I mean, from every strata and every walk of life, there are people whom the Holy Spirit has touched. And that is so encouraging, Stephen, because you realize it's not just for a select few. It is for everybody. The power of the Holy Spirit is available to each and every one of us. And that's good news for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let me remind you one more time that we are offering this booklet, Transmitting God's Power, a really wonderful little tool that's available to you free and postage paid at derekprince.org, or you can call 800-448-3261. Great to have you with us, Dick.
Thanks, Stephen.
That's all the time we have for today. For everybody at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Wednesday as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Gifts of the Spirit, give us a call toll free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. And when you order, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, Transmitting God's Power. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order both resources securely online
at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at DerekPrince.org.